he finishes preaching, we do have a drama, so this will not be the end of the service. But we are so appreciative of this man who has come to us. I met Brother Forkpaugh first at our district conference about 3 years ago. And then last year in South Dakota, I was with him there in their district conference. I've seen a lot and heard a lot relative to what he has done. Since he's been here, I found out a lot about him. He was born and raised in an African village in the jungle. The only way you could get there is to walk several miles, no roads leading in. He never owned a pair of shoes until he was 12 years of age. I asked him about his house. He said, my house was made out of mud and straw or grass. However, his father was the chief of the village, so he has royal blood in him. And we are just so grateful that God has brought him to be with us here in the States and to minister in cities where there's a good population of African immigrants. But he's been a blessing to us, hasn't he? Let's give him a warm welcome as he comes. Brother Forkpaugh, would you come on right now?
Thank you, Pastor. Somebody in the house shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give the Lord a clap offering on this wonderful glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Everybody looks so beautiful from my vantage point. Everybody looks so good. More special with that smile on your face or on your faces. Just good to be here at this Easter celebration. Thank you, Pastor Grant, for those kind words. I feel humbled by your kind statements. Amen. I don't have time. I don't have the time to do what I want to do. But let's turn quickly to our Bibles. Amen. Luke chapter 24. Amen. We're going to commence reading with the first verse. And I'm going to do what the Lord has laid on my mind this morning to do. Luke 24, 1 through 5, when you found it, say hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to read now. Upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, and they were so afraid and bowed them to their faces to the earth, and they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you while he was yet with you in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Remember, it's Sunday. My subject this morning is simply this. Thank God it's Sunday. Thank God it's Sunday. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. We bless your name as we gather here, oh God, to celebrate this wonderful Easter resurrection. We pray your anointing upon this service today. Speak to the hearts of your people. Oh God, give hope to those that have lost hope. Heal the sick, baptize in the Holy Ghost. Just move this morning, Lord. Let your will be done, for we have come to celebrate. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, the people in the house shout amen. Amen. I will appreciate very much those in their sound booth there to put my subject up. That kind of helps me when I preach, okay? Thank God it's Sunday. Please put that up. Okay, God bless you. Maybe see that. God bless you. Put your hands together and clap. Clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Shake hand with somebody next to you. Just smile real big. Shake your hand. Go ahead. Shake somebody's hand. Smile real big and say, thank God it's Sunday. All right. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Amen. Glory. Have you ever heard the expression, thank God it's Friday? And have you ever thought about its meaning? There are two implied meanings to this expression, TGIF. It's the relief felt after having passed through a crisis. Amen. And looking forward to a relief or the return to, you know, something more relaxing like playtime and entertainment. Amen. Definition number two has to do with the relief from the hours of pressure after you work so hard during the week and finally Friday comes around and you're so happy to at least go home for a time and rest from all of the pressure that work brings on us. Somebody say amen. Looking at this today, my emphasis is not on Friday. My emphasis is on Sunday. Because to me, Sunday brings new hope. Sunday is the symbol of power. Amen. Just looking at this today, you understand that quite a few things have happened during the week with Jesus and the disciples. You can record, depends on what you believe. Some people don't believe that Jesus died on Friday. Some people believe it was on Wednesday. All right? But just for traditional thinking, we all kind of believe that Jesus died on Friday. That's why they call it Good Friday. But whatever your belief is, that's not my emphasis. It's not on the days of the week. My emphasis is on Sunday. You can understand whether it was on Wednesday or Friday. Many, many things took place. Jesus is in the garden praying with the disciples. Amen. Judas, one of the 12, had betrayed him. Amen. Amen. While he was in the garden praying and asking the Lord, amen, not my will, but let your will be done. Father, if I have to drink this cup, amen. Even though I don't want it, I want it to pass from me, but not, nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. You know how he had to drink the bitter cup. Amen. The suffering and the shame, amen, I came upon him. Judas comes with a band of men and Jesus is betrayed with a case. Glory to God. From there, Jesus was arrested and taken to Pilate. Pilate is investigating him, and he asked many questions about Jesus, only answered one of them, amen, and then he sent him to Herod. Herod was, amen, probably the man that was under his jurisdiction that Jesus felt since Jesus came from Galilee. There they mocked him, the soldiers beat him, they tied him, crown him with the thongs. Amen. In our bloody mess, Jesus is taken back to Pilate. Pilate tried desperately to release Jesus, but the Jews cried out, not this man, release unto us Barabbas. Amen. You know the story of how Barabbas, even though he was a notorious killer, he was released and Jesus is led away to be crucified. He's mocked, he's beaten. Amen. He has lost so much blood at the whipping pole of the Roman soldiers. His back was torn to pieces with the Roman's whip. Amen. And the blood came gushing out. It was a bloody mess. The disciples have fled for their lives. Amen. And Peter sat there and he denied Jesus. Looking at it from a human perspective, it seems that a whole story was ending on the sad note. Amen. Everything came crumbling down. And here's a statement that says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him with the male factors, one on the left and one on the right. And the one on the left began to mock Jesus and said, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and us. And the chief priest mocked him. Amen. This is the man that felt the hungry. This is the man that raised the dead. This is the man that healed the sick. But oh, now he was hung on the Roman cross, dying, the Bible says. At midday, all I say, at midday, there was a thick darkness upon the face of the earth. Jesus bowed his head and died. And the women stood afar watching him die. Glory to God. Everything seems to be bleak and dark. There is sometimes Joseph of Arimathea went and begged for the body of Jesus. It was lowered down from the cross and he wrapped it up in the fine linen and laid it in his own tomb. Can you imagine how hell might have felt? All the demons of hell began to rejoice and say, this is it. We've got him. We've got him exactly where we wanted him. He's not the Messiah. He's dead and dead and dead. He's not coming back. But thank God the story did not end there. I don't know about you. The story did not end there. Oh, glory to God. His body is in the tomb. Amen. What good is a dead Messiah? Glory to God. After all, he came to bring redemption to Israel. But now he was dead. And the women prepared the spices. They said, we are going to go after Sabbath to anoint his body. But that's my message to you today. Today is not Friday. Today is not Saturday. And this is Sunday. Thank God it's Sunday. You know what? You know what? We came in this place today to celebrate. Glory to God. It's easy to approach this service with a Friday mentality. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said it's easy to approach Easter with a Friday mentality because after all, we watch him die. We watch him bleeding upon the cross. So as far as we are concerned, his body is still in the tomb. So we are come with our spices so we can anoint his body. But I stop by to let you know, the angels asked him, why seek ye the living among the dead? That's the question today. What are you seeking the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. I refuse to approach this day with a Friday mentality, thinking that he's still in the grave. Hey, we didn't come to anoint his body. Oh, you didn't hear me, church. I said, we didn't come to anoint his body. Hey, man, his dead body is not in the grave anymore. He rose. He rose. It's time to celebrate, because Friday is over, Saturday is over. Oh, I don't know about you. Sometimes it gets real rough during the week. Have you ever been under pressure before? Amen. Have you ever experienced crisis before? When everything during the week seems to crumble, no matter what you do, everything went wrong. That's exactly how the disciples felt. Amen. I don't know who I'm ministering to you today. Just understand that your Friday is over. It's in the past. Jesus is not in the grave anymore. Oh, thank God for Sunday. I'm going to approach this date with a new hope. Somebody say new hope. New power. Somebody said new power. New dream. Somebody said new dream. Because after all, it was on this day that Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. If Jesus rose from the dead, there is still hope for those that are alive. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Yes. This is not Friday. This is Sunday. Clap your hands unto the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost today. I feel the power. Oh, I feel new hope. The demons thought it was over. The devil thought it was over. But for Jesus, it was the beginning of a new life. I don't know how you came in here today to this celebration, but you don't have to go back like you came. Today it is a new beginning. Your Friday is over. Your Saturday is over. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy! Somebody shout joy! 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 Come on, raise your hand and say joy! It's Easter, y'all. It's joy. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, it's Sunday morning. Raise your hand. Clap your hand. Stand with me. Stand. Haba shako tata yamahaya. Raise your hand. Thank God. Somebody said it's Sunday. And that's your Easter story. Wear a smile, just smile real big. Oh, you are living an outbreak of revival. New hope, new dreams. Somebody said, dream again. Somebody said, rise again. God bless you. Happy Easter. Put your hands together for the Lord.
God is so good. God is so awesome. He's so perfect and he's so real. Brother Forkpuss said there is hope, there is joy. That cross represents hope. That cross represents joy. That cross represents life. What you saw today, and I know it was a short play, but it was sweet and it was real. God is able to do these things. We are not in church. We don't feel what we feel because he's dead and he's gone. We feel what we feel because he's real and he's here today. That's why we feel these things. That's why you've got that tingly sensation right now, because the presence of God is in this place right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you're in this place and you have a need, or you have something that you've been struggling with, or you've had some confusion, or you've had some things, the purpose of him dying was not for you to deal with it, but it was so that he could take it from you and show you how to walk through it, to show you how to stand up against it, so it didn't have to defeat you, but you defeat it through him, by his power, by his blood. And in this place, there is freedom. In this place, there is joy. In this place, there is healing. Hallelujah. So if you would stand with me today, people, and lift your hands to God. And if you have a need, lift your hands right now, because there is a presence in this place. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. He said joy. If you need joy, you lift your hands high right now. If you've been dealing with confusion, you lift your hands high right now. If you've got a pain in your body, you lift your hands high right now, because God is in this place, and in his presence there is liberty, freedom from pain, freedom from depression, freedom from anxiety, freedom from any disease that's been tearing down your body. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do not be afraid. Do not let doubt get into your mind right now. Do not let a lie come against you right now. God is able to do above and beyond what you could even imagine. There are people in this place who have struggled for a long time. I have struggled for a long time until I found Jesus. Yeah. comforter is here. Your deliverance is here. Hallelujah, people. Lift your hands high.